On Monday, we aired a new segment called First Person Audio. It was a personal account from a Dartmouth lawyer, Robin Shyloff, about her decision to quit drinking and about how being sober has affected her dating life. After the show, we got an email from a listener in Pictou, which says, in part,
I really appreciate the sharing of sober stories. I think it's so important to look at the varied landscape of what sobriety looks like for different people. I am also sober 3 years. It wasn't intentional for me to stop drinking, but now I can see how destructive alcohol was in my life, and I really wish more young folks could come to that realization sooner. I especially wish more young women and young queer folks could see how detrimental alcohol is to our overall health and well-being. I have some mental health struggles. When I stopped drinking in 2019, once the alcohol had left my system, I could feel lightness on my spirit. I think it is the best decision I ever made for myself, to live and respect myself the way I deserve to be respected.
And that's from a listener in Pictou who asked us not to use their name due to the stigma around this subject. Well, if anyone knows about the intersection of sobriety and the 2S LGBTQ plus community, it's Untoxicated Queers. The Halifax group holds a weekly virtual support group for people in recovery, and they also organize fun in-person events for sober members of the community to connect. Leanne Khoury and Patrick Maubert are the co-founders of Untoxicated Queers. Good morning, Leanne.
Good morning.
Hello, Patrick.
Hello, good morning.
Good to have you both with us. First to you, Patrick. Tell us a bit about how you came to create Untoxicated Queers.
It very much came organically by working in the community and having my own sort of journey with substance use and addiction journeys. And it was through actually creating a project within my social work program that I was in, just kind of creating what could be a mock group that looked at creating a space to support folks within the 2S LGBTQ plus community, meeting in the intersectionality of queerness and substance use and recovery or harm reduction. And so that's what we kind of, it was sort of an idea. And from that idea, coincidentally, Leanne Khoury approached me, and we decided, you know what, let's make this a reality. And so that's kind of how this version of the program began. We began March 2020, a week before the pandemic really sort of took off, with the hopes of having in-person meetups. And of course, all of that was put on hold. But in some ways, it was in some ways a silver lining, as we were able to launch our online meetup space, which has been going now. We now do weekly meetups on Saturday nights at 6 p.m. And with it being online, we're able to welcome folks across Canada and North America. And so a blessing in disguise on that front.
And since you've even put on some Pride Festival events or advocated for those too, so there's a space during Pride. And Patrick referenced it a bit there. Leanne, can you talk a bit about how sobriety intersects with the 2S LGBTQ plus community?
Yeah, absolutely. Back in the day, during like homophobia and transphobia, like the whole rise of like not being able to be yourself, a lot of queer folks like hung out in bars in like communities where like there's a lot of alcohol involved. So like if we want to think about where Pride started in at the Stonewall Bar, that's where like they met for community and like be like plan things and just be who they are within community. So like the bars offered that space for folks who felt like they were outside of the margins, mm-hmm. and like not be able to be themselves. Mm-hmm. So when you're surrounded by alcohol all the time, like some folks will develop addiction, and not everyone does, but like some folks develop addictions, and it could cause like down the line like a lot of heartache in their lives and like the lives around them. So when they become sober or they're in recovery, they don't get to access these spaces anymore. So where do they find community? There's nowhere else to find community, especially in Nova Scotia and in Halifax, where like it's a heavy drinking culture. So a lot of us don't have the space to meet and like be in community. And it feels kind of isolating for a lot of folks. So there is a rise. I've noticed that in a lot of my friends that there's a rise in like sobriety and like not drinking as much. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really great. And just like also puts us again on the outside of the margins. But I think we're heading in the right direction where like alcohol or substance use is not like the big player in our lives, and we're just able to live fully sober.
And is there, Patrick, is there a community that has been built up with Untoxicated online and otherwise? Is it mostly people who are in recovery or people who are choosing a sober life?
That's a great question. It very much has, I think, I hope, started to fill a gap within our systems. We very much look at substance use as kind of a continuum of care, looking, you know, from a harm reduction wellness model right up to through an abstinence-based recovery model. And anyone is welcome, regardless of where they might be on that journey. Yeah, we have folks who are, you know, sober curious. We have folks who are practicing harm reduction practices. And we have folks who, you know, are in recovery from substance use and addiction. So, yeah, I think that we do offer a unique niche within the kind of wellness community, which is mindful. And also, you know, we're thrilled that folks feel comfortable and safe coming,
yeah,
regardless of where they might be on that journey.
Yeah. And if you feel comfortable sharing, where are you in your journey and how has this helped you connect with community if alcohol was distancing you from that?
Yeah, so, you know, my own journey with substance use and addiction, it's certainly there. For myself, I went the recovery model, abstinence-based recovery model, which that's what worked for me. On the other hand, I could see that, you know, folks weren't coming to the rooms of the AA or Narcotics Anonymous groups because they just didn't feel as safe or as welcome or a felt like perhaps they weren't welcome in those spaces. And so that was a big reason, you know, in starting the creation of this, to offer an alternative and to offer, you know, that space and that nurturing welcome and a different perspective to help folks, you know, and walk with them on their journey.
Yeah. So it does sound like you've found a community in forming a community.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's actually a photo of Leanne and I. I think it was probably June of 2020, and we were hoping to maybe do some kind of very distanced outdoor meetup, and it was just kind of the two of us. And it has taken time to get the ball rolling, but you know, we've just been marching along on this path, and you know, folks have been joining us, and now we have quite a regular crew of folks who come weekly, and also we're always delighted to meet new folks who are coming to our in-person social events, and that number is growing so much so I will put a plug in that we have a very exciting bowling activity, but we've had to book more lanes.
Okay.
That's a great thing.
Not just the two of you anymore. You remember that meetup, Leanne, with just you and Patrick?
Oh, yeah. It is like, it's stamped in my head, but I keep reminding Patrick, and I remind myself, like, whoever's meant to be here will be here. So if folks want to come, you know, this is your space, but if it's not your space as well, like, you're still more than welcome to come or, like, figure out something else, but whoever's meant to be here is here, and we're always be here to provide the space. So I'm glad we were patient with ourselves and just kept that ball rolling. Really, it's where looking back, it's like, wow, we've gone a long way.
I'm appreciating the ball rolling analogy with the bowling event that's coming up tonight. How can people RSVP for that, Patrick?
Yeah, so if you follow our social media accounts on Instagram or Facebook, we're Untoxicated Queers, and through that you can find a link to an Eventbrite registration page. But also if you just show up, I'm sure there will be space for you, and we'll have a great time. It's at the Bullrama Bears Road Center.
Fantastic. Well, great to talk to you both this morning, Leanne, Patrick. Really appreciate this. Thanks, Leanne.
Thank you.
Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you.
That's Leanne Khoury and Patrick Maubert, co-founders of Untoxicated Queers. Again, that bowling events at Bowlerama in the Bayers Road Center tonight between 6 and 8 o'clock. And more information on that, you can find it on Facebook by searching Untoxicated Queers.